radio. Anybody on here? I'm on W8RRM looking. W8RRM down here in Gaylord listening. Hello, radio. This is W8RRM down here in Gaylord. In North on this morning, bunch of snow up there like we are. I hear somebody in Lewiston making a call, W8RRM over here in Gaylord.
We're just getting flurries over here. Nothing adding up, though.
Yeah, okay, I kind of heard you say Lewiston, what you're getting, about 5 inches so far. It's coming pretty good, eh? Well, you take care over there in Lewiston. If you get as much snow as we do, I love the snow. I guess we're supposed to get 2 to 3 foot by Wednesday.
No, sir. I just figured I'd try to walk outside to see if this helps my signal at all. I'm just on an HT. No, the report here in Lewiston is we just had a dusting so far. Nothing really adding up over this way. KMB, PSC.
Okie dokie, buddy. Well, your handheld did a lot better. Of course, this is a superior tower you're getting into anyway. I like the feature. On the south side of Gaylord, running about 3 watts, and I can't, but from here it's about 45 mile, I think.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I need to get a little external antenna and hook something up like that. Right now all I have is the HT. I just kind of got my license a couple weeks ago, so just kind of getting into this.
Okay, well, welcome to the club. This is Roger, W8RRM. I'm in Gaylord. Hey, I had to move out of my house. I got all kinds of radio equipment I'd like to sell because the only thing in my apartment is my two. So if you're looking for me.
Yeah, copy on. You got some equipment for sale there. Yeah, I'll keep you in mind there. All right, I'm going to let you go. I got other traffic on the other band listening to the GMRS repeater here in Lewiston. So I just wanted to reach out here and see if I could touch you. Yeah, it seems like this little HT is actually working from Lewiston getting in. Have yourself a good night, sir. KF8 CSC. We're going to be clear and on the side.
Buddy, yeah, it's doing a good job getting into that Sheboygan Tower. You're doing good. Like I said, that's an exceptional repeater up there. So you're doing swell. Enjoy the GRMS. We're thinking about repeater down for that also, maybe. We haven't decided quite yet, but the club's thinking about it. But take care. W8RRM. Catch you again. Is W8RRM down here in Gaylord. Anybody up north on tonight?
KBS of your mobile.
start any problem, Papa Mike. Both your transmissions are choppy.
Canaria, la isla de Canaria.
70. Down range. Flight depending on that. I mean, we are at the end of November, I suppose. Bring back the 50 degree temperatures. I'm good for that.
Yeah, it is the time of year, but still, I guess we're not doing too bad for snow this time of year in Michigan. I will say fairly lucky with dealing with snow. Not the mini note that I'm on, but you know the mini portrait there. I've been off the last couple of times, and I mean, it wouldn't be this time. So on the air. I took the key card and got it. On mine, you know, the my backup SD card, I had done an image. I just dropped the hand wave image on it. and they actually set it up for the node. But as they usually do, I at least make a copy of the ASP folder and the Supermon folder, so it saves all my custom stuff. So what I want to do is after I ran the ham point of the update program and the basic setup, telling it what number and call sign and that jazz, I just took and copied over the entire custom folder and the entire Supermon. Basically, was back to normal. Didn't really take that long to do.
Yeah, I need to save my file again because I did the updates and I haven't saved it externally off the SD card. So I'm here. I got to jump. I'll be back. KBSW.
Yeah, I got to take care of some business myself in a moment. We'll be with
KBSW.
Huh, really? Okay, let me see if it's the radio or what. I'm directly on the 2.6. So let me change things. Hi, Kier. Is this any better? This is a different radio on the 2.6. Seems about the same, so I don't know. I'm listening on the 2.6 as well. Okay. Huh. That's interesting.
I didn't say anything. I had to turn my volume up, and my Motorola blip is really loud, and my squelch tail is really loud, but so I'm going to have to figure out how to get rid of that. I know there's a way to do it, but that's pretty obnoxious in my end.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just thought I'd point it out. KFAS, I'll be back.
I just drove through your little town.
Which one?
The one that Elvis lives in.
KB8SWR from W8COP.
Afternoon, Chris. How's it going?
It's going good, Jeff. What are you up to today?
Working. It's on my way back from Grayling.
No, roger that. Hey, did you ever have any success with that guy I put you in touch with?
Nope, I sent him some emails and a couple phone calls and nothing's materialized yet out of it. I haven't really pushed it, but I did send him a couple emails. Kind of waiting to see what happens.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Because he did express interest in that.
Yep. Maybe he got busy with another project or something. Who knows? Kind of been said I haven't pushed it, so. We definitely are going to need something there. One place or the other. One don't work out, we're definitely going to have to get after that one. I think we'll have to have a dish there anyways to get it over to the tower you guys are on with the repeaters, taking it over to the EOC, so all in time, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think most people realize just what's involved in all of that, and I know appreciate what you guys do. Moving it forward.
You know, I got irons on the fire. We just got to wait for the fire to take over. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Things never move as fast as we want them to. That's for sure.
No. That's for sure. Oh, the winter setting in, the colder weather, I don't want to do any climbing if I don't actually have to, too, so just kind of taking care of what I need to take care of. Been pretty busy, other stuff going on, and went in pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unless it's an emergency, I can't see doing any climbing in this kind of weather. I know you guys do a lot of it, but I don't see anybody do it unless the weather is cooperating. There's too many things that can go wrong. W8COD.
Yeah, the older I get, the less I want the coal. So, certainly don't want to be up on a tower and be freezing.
Well, I've never done too much of it, but I know as you get higher up there, it's definitely, the wind is a factor, and then put the cold with it, and not a good combination.
No, that's for sure. Just kind of hoping there'd be a few more stations using the Petoskey DMI repeater up there. That one guy up in Sault Ste. Marie, I don't know if he can hit it or not. I tried to call him earlier. Statewide one, but I see he gets in on to the Brandmeister. Wondering if he could, how far that one worked north that we put up here a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Did Brandmeister ever correct that issue they had where, what is it, the only link is on the 3103 or 3104, I forget which one. Did they ever move that over on all the servers?
To be on 3104 to populate across the MI5. It goes the other way. They can hear all the MI5 traffic, but we can't hear anything other than on 3104.
Hear everything, and I'd transmit, nothing would happen. And one day, I think, I don't know if I was talking to you or what, somebody mentioned about you got to be on the 3104. Sure enough, went over there and back in business. So, yeah, I doubt I could get it from here. I know I could hit Mayo and King Conning on DMR. That'd be a little bit of a push for me. W8COP.
Yeah, you're a little rough there. I don't know if you can turn your power down or something, but yeah, I say Petoskey, but it's actually Stutz, so even farther north, I don't think you'd get into it.
Actually, I pumped the power up on the transmission before that. I put it back down there. You got an issue.
Something going on because you're staticky.
Okay. You've had a few drops too. I take it you're coming in on your hotspot.
Yeah. You're down in the static. I can understand you, but you're real staticky, and your audio time before last was low too. So you got something going on there with your radio. I mean, there's something going on with your repeater because it's never the user's fault, you know.
Yeah, right. Never on my end. It wouldn't surprise me. Especially with things getting cold now, I've noticed our internet's not quite what it used to be, too. The ground's starting to freeze. So I don't know if that's it or not. So is this any better?
Yeah, you got rid of the bacon frying.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put a little bit more fire in the wire. Dry the coax out a little bit.
There you go. sounds good on paper for sure. Yeah, just never enough time in the day. When are you going south? You're not gonna do that this year.
No, we might go in February for a couple of weeks. Not sure yet. We sold the place last year, so we don't go down. Don't go down. If we do, like I say, it'd be just for a couple of weeks, visit some friends down there.
Sorry to hear you sold the place. That kind of stinks, being able to go down there in the wintertime.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are times I miss it, but other times it was good for while we had it. And when we bought it, we were like, well, let's try this for a few years, see how it works out. It worked out well, and so now we'll take a break for a while, and then we'll see what kind of winter we have. I mean, I know they're really going to get blasted or they're getting blasted now, I guess, up further north, but the ground's just barely white here.
Yeah, I didn't run into it until I got West Branch area. A truck from California, it's probably a lease vehicle. Then it was just snow on the sides of the road, the mid sides of the road, white, real light dusting. Pretty much all the way up to Grayling there. There was some around the building, got out to wide to walk for it to go in the building, but not much. Just slightly over dusting, I would say. But, yeah, they're getting hammered on the west side. They can have it. They keep it over there.
Yeah, I saw a picture from Kazoo just a while ago. It looks like they got a couple inches there. And even Detroit area, I guess they're getting a little bit. So, yep, everybody can keep it. And if it doesn't come through here, that's fine with me. WACOP.
Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully you got your wood stacked up around the house. So you only got to put one boot on to go out and get some wood and get it in the house. Maybe you got an outdoor burner. You just hire somebody to come over and throw it in for you. Yeah, that's probably it, right? You just hire somebody to come in, throw your wood in your outdoor wood burner for you. Keep it up there.
Well, I tell you, I do have a guy that comes in and plows for me. But, no wood burning here. We bite the bullet and we keep the propane tank full. So that's the best way to do it. You don't have to deal with anything. And going back all these years, I used to have a plow truck and, repairs on the truck, insurance and everything. And last year it cost me $140 to plow my drive all the way out to the county road, so I've learned my lesson. Hire it out when you can.
Yep, no kidding. Just going by the golf course and the AT&T Long Lines Tower here.
Yeah. Are you, that's right, you said you are coming in. I was wondering if you were on the 7-0 direct.
No, Saria. So did you go and do all your Black Friday shopping this morning at 4 a.m.?
Funny you mention that. Dean called me last night. Wanted to know if I wanted to go with him at 6 a.m. in the West Branch. When I got done laughing, we're pretty lucky. I mean, we do a lot of it online, and it gets shipped right to the house here, and actually, the wife's present's coming today, and a new laptop, and mine I picked up last week. I picked up a FT710.
Well, I hope she took the power cord away from you so you can't play with it until after Christmas. You got static and noise in there, what you got. I don't know if it's on your end or on repeater end, but it's back.
Okay. Well, there's not going to be anything I can do. I'm running
little fire in the wire here, so I don't know, could be somewhere in the internet, the airwaves, who knows. And I'll blame it on Cameron. It's his repeater, so let's blame it on him. W8COP.
Yeah, it was perfect that time. No crack, water, noise in there with you, so yeah, I don't know. Hard telling.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows? All right, Jeff. Well, listen, have a good, safe trip the rest of the way. I imagine you're headed back home now. So we will talk with you later. There's somebody on Statewide 1 right now. So talk to you soon from W8COP.
Yep. Yeah, there was somebody on VHF, too. So sounds good. Talk to you later, Chris. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and you didn't eat too much. 73,
KBNSWR
West Ranch.
KD88-10P monitor. Listen. I did hear you. It sounded like you broke up a second, but. KD88-10P monitor. JSL. Go ahead. I hear you. I'm trying now. How's all your parts are that savvy for that swing to your hard time getting into it? I can hear Chris perfectly, but I can't hear you. I can hear you, but you're light.
I'm not gonna argue. Because I hear this repeater just fine. I get full scale on it. And I've talked on it. And no one's ever told me that. So it's got to be between this repeater and this, the other repeater you're going into.
I'm not going to fiddle with this thing. Because I can't get you to understand something. KDHJSL clear.
Fine. I understand it perfectly. You're not getting into the repeater as well as you think you are.
Hello, radio. This is RRM down here in Gaylord on the radio up north.
NT9M mobile.
Here's Golf, looking for any contacts on this repeater. Located